I typically will characterize it as a sisterhood of single small town girls who set out in a series of trips to see what life was like outside of Stark County, Illinois, and outside, well, outside of the state of Illinois for the most part. And they were doing it in an era between 1934 and 1942, when it really wasn't, particularly at the beginning, it wasn't that common for a group of girls to take off unescorted and travel.
Right. And of course, they did it in a 1926 Model T, which you now have.
Well, that's correct. There's a wonderful story as it relates to the Model T. Darlene Dorgan, who was a beautician in Bradford, actually wanted to go to college, and her father basically bribed her and said, "Look, if you'll go to beauty school like your older sister did, I'll pay for beauty school and I'll buy you a car." The first car that he actually bought her was a Model A, but her dad was a bit of a horse trader, and one day someone was admiring the car. He ended up selling it without even talking to Darlene about it. And she was furious. And he had to go out and find another car. And he found this 1926 Model T Touring, which is kind of like a four-door convertible.
You know, the one thing I'm fascinated with is how many girls rode in that thing, so many miles, because they were in all over the country, but you know, what, five or six at a time in a, well, I won't say a small car, but you know, confined.
Certainly, Steve. It was designed and sold as a five-passenger vehicle, two in the front, three in the back. And I know when my wife and I saw the car for the very first time, we both had the same reaction. How did six girls travel in that car with all of their luggage, bedding, etc.? Just how did six girls fit inside of the car? It still baffles me exactly how they did it, but they went from the year my mom went, they went from Bradford, Illinois to up through Canada to the New York World's Fair and back through Washington, D.C. It's not a short trip for six girls in a car like that.
And when you say New York World's Fair, we want to make sure people understand that's the 1939
That's
World's
right.
Fair, not 64.
For sure. The 1939 New York World's Fair, yes.
That was a great one. Now, is it drivable? Do you take it out on spins, or what do you do with this car?
Oh, it certainly is drivable. We don't take it out very often for things other than parades. I view it, and my wife views it as truly a piece of Americana. And we're always a little bit nervous that a chip of paint is going to come off because the car is in the same condition that it was when it came off of the road after the last trip in 1942. At least the exterior is. It's never been restored. It's painted silver and it's got all kinds of graffiti. at the time, they called it Lizzie labels, but all kinds of scribbling all over the car, and it just makes it so unique.